Sarah McLachlan, In the Arms of the Angels. Longtime Melbourne food writer Rita Ehrlich gives her special tribute to Sisto Malaspina, fatally stabbed by a would-be terrorist in Bourke Street.
Melbourne lost a great figure last week when Sisto Malaspina died after being stabbed during an attack in the city. He will be given a state funeral. His death signalled many things for Melburnians who are united in their grief for the loss of him. A man goes to check on a burning car on a busy city street. He is stabbed. That's terrible enough, but the man was Sisto. Everyone knew Sisto, even if they didn't always know his name. And everyone in the hospitality industry knew him, valued him, and learnt from him. He was co-owner of Pellegrini, the cafe on Bourke Street that began in the 1950s. He took it over with his friend Nino Pangrazio in 1974. Pellegrini was the Italian cafe for many. It was the first in the city and among the first to have an espresso machine. When Sisto became an owner, he continued a tradition and built on it. Pellegrini was unpretentious, homely, and sophisticated all at once. Sisto greeted everyone. Everyone who went there recognized him. He had a word or a smile for everyone. For most people, he had the air of a loved uncle or grandfather. He was the sort of man you wanted to hug. He was the embodiment of hospitality, and that's why his death has touched so many. This was a good man who went to see what he could do to help, who was killed because of his concern. Melbourne will never be quite the same without him.
And the state funeral will be on Tuesday morning, I think, next week. I first went to Pellegrini's in late 70s myself, and that was what really switched me on to the Melbourne inner city lifestyle, and I've loved it ever since.
Yeah, indeed.